Hi, and welcome to today's call, which is all about being in the now. You know, there are so many books written about the power of now and being in the now, but how do you actually do it? Well, let's start by examining what the opposite of being in the now is. The opposite of being in the now is to be distracted, where your mind is all over the place. It's split between where you are now and the thoughts in your head. You've heard it said over and over again that thoughts are things. And people say, for example, they feel overwhelmed by the recession. Now, these feelings are direct results of the thoughts that we choose to think. The more we think overwhelming thoughts, the more we feel overwhelmed. The more we think depressing thoughts, the more we feel depressed. So my question is always, why are you giving yourself such bad programs? And these bad programs and these thoughts always take you out of the present moment. So the thought comes first, and that creates the feeling. But it's because people have no control over their thoughts, they have no mastery over their mind, that they can't experience the now, and they keep being distracted by these heavier thoughts. To be the person that you want to be and to have the life that you want to live, then the price that you have to pay is you've got to master your thoughts, you've got to master your mind. There's no law, for example, that says that you have to hang out with bad thoughts that you don't like, with people that you don't like, doing things that you hate. People seem to think they're going to get rewarded in some way. They're going to build up points in the universe for doing this. But it's like taking a knife and you're just stabbing yourself, rewounding yourself over and over again, playing the same bad movies every single day. So you need to be responsible for taking control of the thoughts that occupy your mind. And then you can let go of those thoughts. Negative thoughts are like punches being thrown at you. But if you've trained your mind, you can decide whether they hit you or not. But for most people, as soon as these thoughts hit you, you're going to go down. If you get hit enough, you may not get back up. The thoughts will just come at you and come at you and come at you. But you have to learn that you can just take a look at these thoughts, and then you can let them go. But most people just get stuck in them. They get trapped in them, and they can't shake them off. So if you continuously focus on the negative thoughts, then you just get weaker and weaker, and eventually wear and tear and irreparable damage will set in. So you really have to understand that when you get stuck in these negative thoughts, beliefs, patterns, it could be along the lines of, I'm not good enough, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm not worthy. These have the potential to ultimately ruin your life, and you've got to see the danger in that. When you struggle with these thoughts, your awareness gets terribly, terribly low. And people never stop to struggle for long enough. Stopping the struggle would be to enter into the present moment. But if you get stuck in these thoughts, these limiting beliefs, then you're of no use to anyone. And it can start as a simple doubt, a tiny fear, a worry of some kind. But you know, if you allow these bad thoughts to get underway, it's the beginning of the end. You'll get overwhelmed, your resolve weakens, you get smaller, the thoughts get bigger. You get trapped in it, and they have mastered you instead of you mastering them. So it's an art in itself to be able to take control of your thoughts, and I can assure you no amount of money will substitute for having this skill or this knowledge. Many people trade their whole life for a series of bad thoughts. It can be like a mental fog that just descends upon them. And they allow these negative thoughts, these doubts, these fears to upset them. For example, you can have a negative phone conversation with someone, and then most people will put down the phone and continue to think those thoughts, often for the rest of the day, and that's blown out the whole day. It gets so low that you eventually can't see your way out. You don't feel like doing anything, and eventually if you keep this up, you just become mentally shot. Personally, I know people, something happened 20 years ago that they're still stuck in. They replay that over and over again and have done so every single day, and it's ruined their life. I'm sure you know people like that as well, where they're experts on suffering. But is it possible not to continue thinking those bad thoughts? Is it possible, for example, that when you put down the phone after a negative conversation, to switch into something completely different? To either put your attention into your higher purpose, your goals, your vision, or, in this case, to switch your attention into the flow, into the present moment. All life is in the present moment, and if you learn to be present, learn to enter into the now, you'll do absolutely everything better. The Buddhists say that the power resides in the middle path, that you can soar into the realms of the mystic and still keep your feet on the ground, that you can have spiritual experiences with the best of them by learning how to be in the now and still run a business. Unfortunately, there are enough spiritual people living in the now, apparently, but who can't pay their bills and can't get real-world results. Well, for me, that's not real balance. That's not a real person. The real test is to be able to stay in peace and balance and harmony when things are not going so great. To be able to do it in the marketplace and get real-world results. So what would happen if you began to live more and more in the now? Well, you're showing the universe that you trust in it by staying in that flow. And the ultimate trust is to go with it moment to moment. Can you live in that flow of life? We already know that we live in a vibrational universe. Quantum physics shows us that you hold your world together by energy, that you can move and shape that energy with your thoughts, but you can also join with it, connect with it. By clearing your mind, by dropping your thoughts, by moving into the now, then you get guidance and direction. And it will never ever be wrong. It will always be pointing you in the right direction where you make the right move at the right time. So what exactly would take place if you began to take your head out of those bad thoughts and began to focus it more on the present moment? Well, according to research, you would begin to enter into the flow of life. And research shows that if you stay in the flow, the first thing you notice is that you become happier as a person. So if you stay in the flow for much longer periods of time, it's been found that that is the secret to lasting happiness. And such a person begins to experience whole brain thinking and expanded awareness. The deeper you enter into the flow, the better you feel, the clearer your mind becomes, the more awareness, insights, direction and answers you'll get from your intuition. You'll see more opportunities, but you'll also attract greater opportunities and your results will get better. If you stay in that state, you'll have more energy because you've got less energy trapped in the bad thoughts. Does that make sense? So you're going to get more done in less time. You're going to be able to effortlessly detach yourself from problems and obstacles. Step back, have a look at them, and you'll be able to solve them in a much more effortless and elegant way. As a person, you're going to have greater presence. You become more magnetic, more spontaneous, more charismatic, more humorous. And people then are attracted to you, of course. They want to spend time with you. They want to go into business with you. Being in the now allows you to connect with whoever or whatever is in front of you right now or that second in the moment. In addition, from your awareness will come feelings of humanity, goodness, happiness, oneness. And you begin to gain access to a powerful intelligence. As it was said in Think and Grow Rich, you connect with the infinite intelligence. And you begin to achieve effortless success. At the deeper levels of being in the present, many people feel a sense of peace and calmness beyond all description. People can feel it like an amazing warmth inside, a presence of infinite love, and it's like an incredible stillness descends upon you, with a sense of no beginning and no end. Your awareness expands, and you really begin to connect with that life force everywhere. It's like making contact with that universal mind. Your consciousness expands where you can telepathically communicate outside the boundary conditions of normal thinking. And this is the great void that people like Thomas Edison, the great inventor, spoke of, that you tap into this intelligence. Ralph Waldo Emerson described it as connecting with that force that is always at work to make the best better and the worst good. So you're literally getting out of your own way. Einstein talked about freeing yourself from the boundary conditions of your thinking. So there's always a new life and it's available to anybody at any instant. And the truth is you can shake the past off your shoes just like dust. Unfortunately, most people are victims of their past and they don't know how to get out of those thoughts. But the answer is to learn how to be in the now. So how exactly do you focus on the now? How do you enter into the flow that we've talked about? Well, the easiest way to do it is once again to use those modalities of mind. This time, instead of focusing on a goal, you just focus all of your attention on the present moment by using the five senses where you see, feel, hear, smell, and taste. So you really pay attention to what's going on in front of you right now at this second. So if you're brushing your teeth, you're brushing your teeth. You're not worrying about various things that you have to do during the day. If you're drinking your morning coffee or fruit juice, then you just stay with that. Now, one of the absolute easiest ways of practicing is to concentrate and pick one of your favorite subjects and practice with that. So it's easy to do this with things that you're passionate about doing. So you could do it while you're out running, or while you're taking a walk, or while you're playing one of your favorite sports, or whether you're golfing. And in a very simple way, as soon as you catch yourself thinking about various thoughts or worries or problems, you just snap out of it and you simply go back to focusing on what you're doing right now at this second. Look at what's going on around you. Feel the atmosphere around you. Hear all the sounds around you. Add in the taste and smell. All of these bring you more into the present moment. And if you stay with that, then you'll automatically find yourself more and more in the present moment, feeling calm, even in very disagreeable situations. So to recap, many people just get trapped in these negative thoughts. And it's like going to a bad movie over and over again every day. And it's almost like they trade their whole life for a bunch of bad thoughts. So you learn to move out of those by being in the present moment, by being in the now. And it was found that people who had the strongest connection to life, who were the happiest, on a moment-to-moment basis, they were able to be in the now, to enter into the flow of life. And to practice it, just take time out, take a walk, for example, in your park or by the beach, and use all of your five senses just to orientate yourself to the present moment. Look around and see where you are. Feel those feelings that you're feeling right now at this second. Hear any sounds around you, even the sound inside your own head, your self-talk, and add in the taste and smell to make everything much more real and much more present to you. So for your home play, just practice being in the now by using the representational systems. Take a walk in the now for 10 to 20 minutes a day. And you'll find then that when you go into the theatre of your mind, you'll see things so much better because your mind is clearer, you've increased your level of focus and your ability to concentrate. And then, of course, when you take your action steps, you're going to be doing those with more energy and with more of a sense of purpose, once again, because your mind is clearer, all because you've learned to be more in